Well, amen and amen. Are you blessed here today?
Amen.
As we prepare ourselves to participate in communion with the Lord's Supper, God, by His Word and by His Spirit, is stirring to remind us afresh today, I believe, catch this now, that without Judaism, there would be no Christianity. Without Judaism, there would be no Christianity. Be reminded afresh today from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. If you're making a note of it, Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, God made a covenant with Abraham, and He promised to make him a great nation. And so as time went on, God kept His promise to Abraham by blessing him and multiplying his household through his son Isaac and grandson Jacob. He's a promise-keeping God. Amen?
Amen.
And then in Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 to 28, we see there that Jacob had a strugglesome encounter with God, after which he changed Jacob's name to Israel. When God changes your name, there's something to it. Now, the implication of the Hebrew Aramaic root words for Israel, catch this now, means God exerts Himself to persist with you. God exerts Himself to persist with you. How many of you here would like to have that banner over your life?
Amen.
Well, you know you have that in Christ Jesus, your Savior and Lord. Amen?
Amen.
But that's the implication of the Hebrew Aramaic root words for Israel. God exerts Himself to persist with you. And since then until now, God has provided humankind with the Messiah Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Who was of Jewish lineage. Jesus was of Jewish lineage. Catch this now. Aligned with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And in line with the traditions of Judaism, along with the laws that God had given to Moses and carrying through the royal kingship of Israel through the line of King David. Amen?
Amen.
All that being ordained and established by God for our benefit, there are still some Christians who subscribe to what has been called replacement theology. Replacement theology is the idea that the Christian church has replaced Israel in God's overall plan, and that God has no future plans for Israel as it relates to the fulfillment of God's plan to establish Jesus' kingdom on earth. Some Christians believe that. Mistakenly. The fact of the matter is that the Christian church has not replaced Israel. Amen?
Amen?
But rather the Christian church has flowed out of the heart of God to reach non-Jewish people through Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen?
With the same promise of eternal life for anyone who would come to believe.
Amen.
And at the same time, let's say that together. At the same time, God has continued to this day in keeping His covenant to exert His persistence with the continuation of the nation of Israel against all natural odds. Amen?
Amen.
And He has set the geopolitical stage in the Middle East for the fulfillment of end times prophecies that revolve around Israel. Make no mistake about it. Amen?
Amen?
Today at sundown begins the Jewish celebration of Rosh Hashanah. I always see it on my calendar every year. Does anybody see that on their calendar? Every year you open it up and say, oh, Rosh Hashanah. I wonder what that's all about. Well, there's some significance to it. And it's one of the God-appointed feasts given to the Israelites through Moses. In Leviticus chapter 23, verses 23 to 25. Just make a note of it. Leviticus 23, verses 23 to 25, we see there. And Rosh Hashanah literally means head of the year. Head of the year. And so Rosh Hashanah marks the beginning of the Jewish New Year and is also known as Yom Teruah. It's also known as Yom Teruah, or the Day of Trumpets. Yom Teruah literally means day of shouting or blasting. I bet you all the kids in here would love a day like that, right? All the kids would love a Yom Teruah day. All right, it's a day of shouting and blasting. This feast day is signified by the blowing of the shofar, or the ram's horn, in Jewish synagogues all around the world. Rosh Hashanah begins a 10-day period leading up to the holiest day of the Jewish calendar, known as Yom Kippur, otherwise known as the Day of Atonement. The sounding of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a wake-up blast. It's a wake-up blast. Wake up, saints. It's a wake-up blast and a sobering reminder that the time is near for the Day of Atonement. Amen? Amen. A time for repentance and turning back to the Lord. If you've gotten off track with the Lord, it's a time for repentance and turning back to the Lord. It marks a time that calls people to thorough introspection. It marks a time that calls people to thorough heart searching and to honest self-examination. The sound of the shofar was and continues to be a call to examine one's life, to make amends with all those whom you may have wronged in the previous year. Sounds like a tall order, doesn't it? God will give you the grace to do it. To ask forgiveness for any vows that may have been broken. And so the primary theme of Rosh Hashanah is one of repentance. And according to Jewish tradition, everyone is given the opportunity to reflect and repent over that 10-day period of time from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. And the destiny of each person is determined, catch this now, by the genuineness of their repentance. The repentant ones are written into the book of life, and the unrepentant ones are written into the book of death. And their fate is sealed accordingly on the Day of Atonement. Pretty sobering stuff, amen? Amen. But also motivating and encouraging, I hope. Like all of the God-appointed Jewish feast days, Rosh Hashanah points born-again Christians to the salvific atonement workings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For those who have placed their faith in the Jewish Messiah, Jesus, we understand the true ultimate meaning of the call to repentance and turning our hearts and lives personally toward God. Amen? Amen. The God of the Bible indeed has a book of life and a book of death. And the Bible clearly warns, us that on the day of judgment, which is yet to come, anyone's name not found in the book of life will find themselves in the lake of fire for all of eternity. According to Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, make a note of it, Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. But here's the good news. For those who have repented genuinely, placing their belief and trust belief and trust. Let's say that together. Belief and trust and life commitment. Life commitment, let's say that together. Life commitment in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ for those through His sinless life example, through His atoning death by the power of His redeeming shed blood and the overcoming power of His resurrection, their names are already written into the Lamb's book of life. Amen?
Amen.
Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 to 15. Make a note of it. Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 to 15. In following with the pattern of the God-ordained Jewish celebration of Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, we, as born-again, devoted followers of Jesus Christ, we incline ourselves to times of regular, repentant reflection. Are you inclining yourself to regular, repentant reflection upon your own life? In their pattern of Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, readying ourselves in anticipation for the final trumpet blast, amen? That will herald the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming sooner than ever before. Amen?
Amen.
The Apostle Paul spoke to believers in the church of Thessalonica about this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18. Make a note of it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18. God, by His Word and by His Spirit, encouraging us along these lines. Now get the picture if you can. The Lord Himself will come down from heaven. Get the picture. He will come down with a commanding shout. How many of you are looking forward to hearing that? Anybody here looking forward? It's going to be a great and terrible day. It's going to be a great day for those of us who have come to believe. It's going to be a terrible day for those who haven't. But get the picture. Paul encouraging believers then, God by His Word and by His Spirit, encouraging and motivating us afresh today. The Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. Man, I can't wait to hear that. How about you? Everybody's going to hear it.
Yep.
We who have come to know the Lord will know what that sound is. Mm-hmm. But those who haven't, I think, are going to wonder, mm-hmm, what is that sound all about? And at that point in time, believers, get the picture here, if you can. Believers who have died in Christ will rise from their graves first. Try to wrap your mind around what that's going to look like. Believers who have died in Christ will rise from their graves first at the sound of the trumpet of God. And then together with them, catch this now, we believers who are still alive on this earth will be caught up together with them in the clouds. Anybody here afraid of heights? Anybody here afraid of heights? Well, you won't be then, because you'll be in the clouds to meet with the Lord in the air. Amen? Does that encourage you today?
Amen.
For what's to come? And then we will be with the Lord forever.
Thank you, Lord.
And Paul said to believers then, and God by His Word and by His Spirit is saying to us today, so encourage one another with these words. I'm surprised at how many born-again believers shrink back from this news. Sometimes as born-again believers, we get ourselves so attached to this world, we don't want to hear about the best that's yet to come and our true home in heaven. Amen? This world is not our home as born-again believers. Amen? In the meantime, we're going to finish strong in the Lord. We're going to finish well in the Lord. Amen? We're not going to forfeit or be robbed of even one moment of one day of the perfect will of God for our lives and the advancement of Jesus' kingdom. Amen? But no greater day will there be for us. No greater day will there be for us than to be absent from this body of sin and death and thoroughly present with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
It's not a suicide wish. It's not an escapist statement. It's what the Word of God says. Encourage one another with these words. Amen? It's a motivator to keep on keeping on with what the Lord has given you to do. And the direction of His Word in the Bible and the leading of His Spirit. Keep on keeping on. Keep making plans. Keep making plans in accordance with the Lord's perfect will for your life. Being ready at all times to hear that trumpet sound. Amen? And to be raptured into His presence. And when you see one another as believers, and you have times of greeting and parting with one another, when you're talking to another believer, after you've had a time with them, you can say, you know what? I'll see you here or there, or I'll see you in the air. Amen? I'll see you here or there, or I'll see you in the air. Let's say that together. I'll see you here or there, or I'll see you in the air. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Doesn't that put a smile on your face? Now, as we focus our attention to participate in communion with the Lord's Supper, let us be reminded from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 31. Make a note of it. Familiar verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 31. Let us be reminded of the seriousness with which we are to participate in this God-ordained ordinance. It's a manifest spiritual transaction that once and for all fulfills the intended objective of the celebration of Rosh Hashanah. 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 31, the New Living Translation reads like this. Paul, speaking to Corinthian believers then, and God by His Word and by His Spirit speaking to us today, I pass on to you what I received from the Lord Himself. On the night when He was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God the Father for it. Then He broke it in pieces and He said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, He took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and His people. An agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup," catch this now, "you are announcing the Lord's death, but you are also announcing His second coming until He comes again." Amen?
Amen.
So make sure that you take this seriously. Because anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body of Christ. That is why you should examine yourselves before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread or drink the cup without honoring the Lord, then you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself here in this life. How many of you recognize that the judging hand of God can come upon the life of a believer in this life, depending on how we're navigating our relationship with the Lord? Because God's love for you is so unfailing that His disciplining hand will come upon you to bring you back into the path of righteousness. Amen? Even as a believer. And so make no mistake about it. If you eat the bread and drink the cup without honoring the Lord, then you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself, which was one of the problems going on in the Corinthian church. And Paul said to them, "That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died prematurely." But catch this now. If we would examine ourselves thoroughly, we would not be judged by God in this way. Amen? Does that put some motivation in you? As the elements are being distributed now, let us take some time to reflect repentantly with a confident assurance that the Lord will forgive. Do you believe that here today? With a confident assurance that the Lord will refresh you. Do you believe that here today? With a confident assurance that the Lord will revive you. Do you believe that here today? With a confident assurance that the Lord will strengthen us by the transforming transaction of the work of His Holy Spirit in us. Can anybody say amen to that?
Amen.
Let's take some time now to come into a time of serious, reflective repentance upon our lives with the anticipation that God, by His Spirit, will bring about a transformational transaction in our lives in these moments. Thank you, Lord.